Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints. Not letting me shut off the music here. Good evening to our Saints on Blog Talk Radio, and good evening to our Saints on YouTube and our Saints on Zoom, and soon to be the Saints on Facebook, too. Good Saturday evening to everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend. Pastor is with us tonight, sort of-ish. He's still getting ready, but he will be with us to teach tonight. So we're going to get going with our pledges and our opening prayer. I will finish setting up the rest of this afterwards, I think. Well, maybe I better get it done first so that people know to join us. Thank you all. For being with us. Yes, YouTube and Blog Talk are both going. Thank you, Brother Dan. We appreciate it. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Father God, we pray right now for Audrey Van Gessel's family. I believe it's her son-in-law, Jared. Father, we ask you to be with this family. Help them to know your beautiful peace and presence, and give them the strength to speak your word into this situation now. We bind every spirit of destruction and cast them from Jared right now. And we speak life, and life more abundantly comes to Jared in every cell of his body now, and perfect health. And we pray, Father, this family, we know that position that they're in. They're feeling vulnerable, and we speak life and health and peace to them and strength in Jesus' name. Help them through this, Father. We know you are there with them. Help them to be aware of your beautiful presence and to know all is well with you. And we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to do our pledges as soon as I get everything squared back around and pulled up here, everyone. Thank you for your patience with us always. Thank you for your patience and your grace. We love and appreciate you all so much. Hi, Roger. We're so glad to see you with us, too. All right, here we go with our pledges, our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. As you read this beginning paragraph of this prayer, Declare it boldly over yourself and remember who you are in God. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's also pray these two verses over Jerusalem. We pray this over the United States of America, and we pray this over every lost person in our lives that does not yet know who God is. We pray that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole heart. And we pray Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Thank you for praying those prayers with us. And if you just give me a minute here, I'll finish sending out the shares to the people that we share the program with, and then I'll read. I guess we're starting with Psalm 139. So, okay.
And whoops, if you hold just on. Give me.
Yes, we can hear you. I did, but yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. In our heavenly prayer language with a grateful heart full of love for you, Lord. We pray over the children of the precious Lord. Let us offer in God a fresh open like Halada Hithia to the Adaka and the Yandakish Dopia Ladakita Zero Ladakishta beyond the Kapula to the Adaka. And the Halarakish Dom Bakit Habia Bushtubala Kavitia Habia Rom. The Pashti Yorokutuba Lari Hiliara Kishtu Yantabi Haragatubia Rula Nakashtabia To. And the Yambia Stoya Teva Fahioshka Kalarakheva Tadevi and the Hurokonda Yostuba Lari Kibabia Rom. Glorify your mighty name, Lord. Glorify your mighty name. Yes. Yes. Every cell of Jared's body. Welcome, Audrey. Yes, yes. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare.
Yes, yes. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, strength and boldness and confidence in you, Lord. Help. Yes. Cast you off. We cast you off from Jared now in Jesus' mighty name. Speak life and life more abundantly comes to Jared now in Jesus' name. Yes, Amen. The Yoda could Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, and that's good for you too to get your strength up and her regain your strength and to be out of that environment to, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Roger's praying here for you. He says, by his stripes we are healed. Where two or three are gathered together, God is there. Amen, Roger. And all of us are in agreement here together. There is no distance in the spirit realm. You're muted, love. We can see your lips moving, but we can't read them. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, we can hear you, Audrey. Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you. God bless you, Audrey.
Thank you. Yes.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yep. All right. Yes, yes. The eyes, verse 18, we're in Ephesians 1, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Yes. Yeah. that was good teaching we were already in. I know it wasn't your message for tonight, but it was still. We have Roger and Rebecca in Sunday so far. Yep. That I can see. There are others. I just don't see them. Yes. Hold on. God is continually reading my book to me. First Samuel chapter 16. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he'll kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I'll show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. It is. He said peaceably, I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 All right, we're in verse 11. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. Verse 12, so he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking, and the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. All right. Yeah, it could be. All right, verse 1, Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me. Okay. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when I was yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Okay. 18. Yeah. In the dark. Psalm 40. I don't know, I'm not there yet. Oh, only 17. All right, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God. Keep going. Okay. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're in verse 6. Welcome, Miss Tracy. We're so glad to have you with us on YouTube. Yes. Yeah. verse 6. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly, and this is Old Testament. Indeed, I... Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law. Yeah. Yep. Amen. Yep. We are again on verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. And your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. All right. Amen. Where's John 10? I don't have that written down, no, but that's all right. Uh-uh. I and the Father are one. Is that what you want me to read? Yeah. I didn't because I didn't know we were going there till just now. So I hadn't, but I will now. Not John 10. All right. Hebrews 10. Oh, there. Okay. My thoughts for you. Amen and hallelujah. Brother. Amen. Revelation 21:5. Hold on. Amen. Glory be to God. Almost 20 to 10 from 9:35. Yeah. Luke 19. Nope, not that I see. Lots of comments, no questions. Now, I think we were going to do a week. And then went to 21 and then to 40. It wasn't a Daniel fast, Tracy. No, we have done Daniel fast, but that one we actually did no food. We did a cleansing drink, but no food. And there went Pastor. Fear involves torment. I don't know. He lost his signal somehow, but he'll be back. A bigger truck than his may have driven by where he's at. Who knows? So we'll just sit tight here. I know he was talking about fear involves torment is the rest of that verse. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And where he was going after that, I'm not sure. Here we are. So we'll just carry on. If there is anyone that is here tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to do that tonight. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I will put it up on the screen so we can actually read it out loud together. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us, and that will be just wonderful. So everybody get your communion elements, or if you already have them together. Where did it go? We don't know. Sometimes he just loses signal where he's at, but he'll pop back in as soon as he can. It'll be all right. So I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed this before, pray this from the very depths of your heart. This changes your entire life, but even more, it will change your entire eternity. You don't want to miss the opportunity to do that. If you've been contemplating this move, but you have questions, please contact us, and we will help answer any questions that you have. Here comes Pastor back. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have and help you know how to walk out this new life. Ready, go. Amen. Amen. Do you want me to read, or are you reading? That's okay. Here we go. Pray this out loud. And you know, even if you have prayed this 1,000 times before, I said this so many times before, feel free to pray it again. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and your soul. So pray this out loud with us. I think, yes. Yeah. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Here we go, our new covenant worship prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now this is the prayer. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your body broken for us. And now, let's hold up your cup of blessing. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here is the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. by your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Yes, seeing it with your eyes. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. God is good. Excuse me. God bless you. Jesus' mighty name.